Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for welcoming us again. This is our third time we come here at the Energy Dev Room. We're happy to be here again. I am Luis Villa. And
I'm Jean Lini.
And we both are part of the OnTech team. The OnTech is a foundation and a startup dedicated to open source power electronics hardware, so the magic boxes that we use to either drive motors or send energy into the grid. Our mission is to give people the tools that they need to act for the energy transition. Of course, we don't do this only the two of us. We also have Clément Fouché, who works a lot on helping us with the core development. And from the past few months, we have Andres Sieber, who is an associate professor in Argentina, who has been helping us a lot with the power hardware design as well. So what is OnTech? The idea of OnTech is to provide people with a sandbox system through which we can develop hardware or software for power electronic, for power for energy. So it can integrate academia, industry, and makers into this single technology sandbox and allow for new ideas and new talents to eventually come out. That's all. That's all we hope for. We have so far developed three products, two of which are in the market already, the Twist and the Onverter Shields. So these are shields for the microcontroller, which is the little board that you see in each one of our standard boards. We've commercializing them. They are in a few universities in France and in Europe, now in Argentina as well. The idea is that we have modules which can be connected in parallel and we can raise power. That's what you see on our standalone and rack mounts. The onverter is for driving motors up to a kilowatt, and the power verter is the onverter version for a few kilowatts, so six or more. This design is coming out. It's going to come out this year, and it's a total modular design, which means we assemble these modules to create the power verter. And each time we have the same controller, which means that we have the same software stack that drives all of these systems.
So this software stack is quite specific to power electronics because it required hard real-time scheduling and specific features and functions. And we built that ecosystem and this framework on top of Zephyr Atos, which is one of the biggest Linux foundation project that is very popular. And we've written some specific drivers for that power ecosystem. So we are basically able to tackle from the silicon any power electronics use case derived from these drivers and these APIs. And on top of that, we build some graphical interface that we call modular, that enables you to plot through a graphical interface any kind of plots and data and so on. Here we are not really aiming at IoT features and so on, but mostly on how you tackle down from the silicon up to the power topologies that will be useful for your use case and application. So we have two things, a graphical interface, as I mentioned, but also an IDE, that enables you to get going and get started quite easily. And so this is what is under the hood software-wise. So as Luis mentioned, so far we are a small startup and a foundation under the CNRS AEGIS, which is the National Research Center in France. And we are aiming at having also a direct impact, more direct impact, because so far we are really advanced in academia and together with universities and so on. So we spread this knowledge and this know-how that is really critical to the energy transition. But the goal is also to have a more direct impact on key topics on the society, as e-mobility, for instance, or energy access or energy independence, which are quite close by in the end, but tackle different zones in the world, basically. And our talk today is about energy access and energy independence. We believe that in order to have such a direct impact and to propose something that everyone can